there's been another backflip on last year's budget measures by the government. In an attempt to keep the budget bottom line under control, the government offered defence personnel a 1.5% per annum pay rise. They said they wouldn't succumb to pressure from Independent Senator Jackie Lammie to increase the offer. Now they've agreed to move to 2% a year, saying they're listening to voters. But for wounded war veterans on a pension, the move is not enough. They say soldiers suffering injuries and post-traumatic stress disorder are living on reduced pay and government support is inadequate. One such soldier told his story to reporter Roderick Chambers.
The Abbott government has backed down on the meagre salary increase it had announced last year for Defence Force personnel.
The government acknowledges the special place that the Defence Forces have.
And Tony Abbott has announced a 2% salary increase.
Given the pressures on defence families, we thought it was right and proper.
But Senator Jackie Lambie, who has been running hard on the issue, was unimpressed.
He's insulted us once and now he's just done it twice. I'm just going to go and see what my options are and I'm going to see what the feedback is over the next week.
And Shadow Defence Minister Stephen Conroy said,
"It was disgraceful then and it is good to see that that has now been corrected."
But is that it? We have soldiers who are permanently disabled and haven't been officers or in special forces, and so they're on pensions of around about $42,000 before tax. Chris, a war veteran struggling on a low pension, is nonplussed when politicians get big pay rises.
I don't know if you recall when they got those ridiculous pay rises of $40,000 a year extra and $100,000 a year extra. Yeah, I'm not after $100,000.
So do you feel like the issues that Senator Lambie's brought up is something that is at least looking after your interests?
Not for the wounded veterans who are struggling to make ends meet. You see, yeah, our current soldiers aren't getting a pay rise, but they still have a roof over their head, they still have a paycheck, they still have their medications paid for in full, they still have everything looked after. Us, we don't.
What Chris means is that allowances make up a big part of the soldier's salary package, but pensions are a proportion of the base pay only.
I'll never forget when I got back from back into the country. My mum picked me up, my sister, my family. My sister, she's mentally and physically disabled. I'll never forget till the day I die. She said to my mum, my sister Kate, she said, "What's wrong with Chris? He's not the same." And mum said, "Look, darling, he's been to war and he'll probably never be the same. But you're going to have to love him, he's your brother." And honestly, I've never been the same. I don't drink anymore, I don't go out. I've got no friends because I physically can't go out and do things anymore. With 7 fractures in your back and neck, you're very limited to what you can do. And the medications they have you on, you can't drink alcohol with. Well, I choose not to. But you do feel forgotten. You feel like you're brushed to the side. You call DVA for help and they don't want to help you. You ask senators for help, they don't want to know.
Of course, Chris was also suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, like many others.
There's also a stigma in the army where you don't realise you have PTSD, and I didn't realise I had PTSD until I started talking to normal people, civilians, not military. So you're talking to military people who also have PTSD. So you think you're normal, because everyone's got PTSD who you've served with.
And it also affects family.
My wife sometimes can't hold a job because she can't deal with the stress of me. You know, that plays an effect. Imagine having someone whose legs kick by themselves, or I wake her up because I'm looking outside windows and doing weird stuff. She's got videotapes of me saying, "Put your helmet on, get down." All weird stuff like that. She's videotaped it because I didn't believe her. That stuff I do in my subconsciousness. But she's scared to hold me or touch me down when I'm going through those episodes in case I get physical. And I don't blame her. I've told her, "Don't touch me," you know?
Yeah.
injured return servicemen Chris, ending that report by Roderick Chambers.